Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the Torino Film Festival, the 37th edition. I'm with Zachary Spicer, actor and producer of Mrs. White Light, screening in competitions. Yeah. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So I just told you about Fred. So
yeah. I'm glad you're here. For everybody watching, I'm going to watch as well and listen.
So for our radio listeners, how would you describe Mrs. White Light?
Mrs. White Light is an existential comedy drama that focuses on a woman who counsels terminally ill patients, who removes the fear out of dying. But she has a terrible case of not being able to actually let herself connect with anybody in her everyday life.
I heard that Paul Schulberg, the director, is one of your best friends.
It's true.
And you're obviously the producer of the film. Yeah. What was the starting point for this film?
Yeah, so Paul, he's a brilliant writer and director. I met Paul when I was 18. We went to the same university together. And he wrote the very first play that I ever acted in. We started tossing around an idea about... It started off as a movie idea about hospice, just because that's something, I don't know in Italian cinema, but in America, we don't have movies talk about death at all.
A bit melodramatic.
I love that. Most of the European films that I've seen, you know, they're much more comfortable working storylines around death. But in America, we just haven't seen a storyline like that. And so this idea of somebody who's spending every single day of their life around people who are dying. Paul had just recently lost his father, my grandfather, who partially raised me. I was in the hospice care with him for 3 months during that time. And so it started off as an idea with that. And then Paul, the brilliant writer that he is, kind of took that idea and then made it something completely unique. We thought that he invented this job, but it's a thing. It's totally a thing. You know, doulas?
Yes.
Doulas, so birth doulas.
Midwives
midwives or something like that. In America, it's called a death doula. It's somebody who comes in and is just there with the person who is, passing over. And so Paul created this unique job and wanted to explore this idea of somebody who has this unique gift of being able to remove fear. And what a great gift to have. But she's not letting people into her life. She's carrying a lot of burden herself. And only he can do that in the way that he does, where it's not heavy-handed, where there's moments of relief, you know, throughout the film.
Why female protagonist? I mean, how did you shape her?
Well, funny story. It started off as Mr. White Light. we started this idea, and we had just met. The first movie that we made was called The Good Catholic, it was a story of his dad. I played the main priest in the movie, and we started the idea for the second movie, and it just naturally was like, oh, okay, so I'll play this guy who is a death doula. And we thought about it, and specifically where we're from in Indiana, every single movie is about a straight white guy that is like going through stuff. And and so we thought maybe that's not what the world needs again right now. It was the best decision we ever made because we found Roberta. And Roberta is a singular talent who she came in. And the character, and I was just talking about this earlier, the character didn't... I loved the writing of it, but it didn't make complete sense to me on a human level until Roberta came in and started reading those lines. And she created this person with a full depth of complexity and humanity that I think only she can do. And that's why I tell people to watch the movie, because I think she's absolutely incredible in it.
Yeah, she's very detailed.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
something that I liked. Like, she yeah. was a person for me. I
yep.
mean, I kept on watching her move and with her hair and the way she wears her shoes. I mean,
yeah.
little things
yeah.
that made her character.
She came in with so much preparation. I mean, pretty much everybody in the film, we all come from the New York theater. So we're all New Yorkers. We all have a deep theater background. And so we kind of came into the rehearsal process with that, you know, mm-hmm. with that tradition behind us. But, I mean, Roberta, there was so much work into every single choice that she made throughout the film. And she came in and she kind of like took that responsibility on her when she did. I mean, like when we first met, this is an independent film, you know, we're a bunch of guys from Indiana. You don't know what this is going to be. And she came in so prepared and just throwing ideas at the script left and right that ultimately made this gorgeous performance of hers.
Here's the film itself, a way to elaborate loss or end or exercise. Fear, death, I mean, in a way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that, I mean, Paul is terrified about the idea of death, you know, thinks about it every single day, as do I, as to, you know, most people, I think. I think it was, it's working through loss, certainly, but it's much more focusing on the idea of death is just the next thing that happens, and really honestly, what matters at the end of the day is the relationships between the people that are left behind, you know, and the connections that you're able to build towards a meaningful life of any kind. And that's the beautiful thing. There's a line that Judith Light has in the film where she says, you know, you have to go out there and earn somebody.
Yeah, I like that. That's what I wanted to ask you. I mean, what do you think that it's most important thing in life? I mean, to accomplish things or to earn somebody who cares for you?
I think it's the biggest. You'll get me on like a huge tangent about technology and social media and all that stuff. But I think I honestly think it's one of the most important things as a human is to earn something, whether it's a relationship or it's a work position. I mean, like, how many people do you despise seeing people who make their way up a corporate ladder who didn't earn their spot there, right? That was just given something. And I think that there's a lot of that, like, we're given technology, we're given, you know, access and all of this stuff, but we're lacking the earning. And
more
that's
and
something, and more and more, right? And that's something that Judith's character really shines a light on is that you have to, you don't just make friends, you have to earn friends. And you build that relationship over a long period of time. You don't just meet somebody and, oh, you're best friends. You're best friends because you have like 5 years of you know, suffering and loss together, you know, and shared experience that you go through.
What did you learn from this film, yeah. from this experience?
So many things. I learned as an actor, Roberta, John, and Judith taught me so much.
Yeah.
I'm a completely different actor now after this experience. I wish we could do the movie over again so I could, you know, do all of the things that I learned after the experience now. And then, man, just a complete outlook on life. Like this, doing mm-hmm. this used to terrify me.
Oh.
doing like press interviews and even if it's radio or just like Facebook Live, like all of this stuff used to terrify me, because there was some approval thing that I needed as a human, and I didn't want to do one of these wrong or something like that. And this whole process just kind of taught me that all of this is finite and, you know, none of it really matters. I mean, like, no, Fred Radio matters.
Grazie.
Yeah, Fred Radio matters. But at the end of the day, you know, we're all stardust. You know, all this is going away.
But that's why we're trying to connect in a way.
Right.
Because
yeah.
sometimes actors or journalists, we tend to do the same questions, yeah. And you tend to answer always the same things.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
I've never
that's
actually said that. I've never said, like, none of this matters before in an interview.
That usually is not good. And the first time was on Freffy Radio.
That's right. It's usually not good promotional material.
Okay, so that's maybe the last interview that Zachary Spicer would have
done. Yeah, that's right. I'm out.
No, anyway, thank you so much.
Yeah,
good luck.
Thank you
for Mrs. White Light,
yeah.
Screening at the Torino 37,
yep.
In the competition.
Yep.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Thanks.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.